would like to welcome you to the March 19th, 2020 Savannah Historic District Board of Review special call meeting. The purpose of this board is to promote the educational, cultural, economic, and general welfare of the city of Savannah. This board is appointed by city council and is not affiliated with any profit and nonprofit organization. Preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards established in the city of Savannah zoning ordinance are the basis for evaluating the compatibility of changes and new development. The board cannot consider criteria not specifically identified within the ordinance. Items such as landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, and impact on property values are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in issuance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for a decision. Just for a housekeeping standpoint, we do have the capability of muting microphones, but we'll ask that if you are not speaking, you keep your phones or whatever device that you're using to be heard, keep that muted until it's your turn to speak. Just as a order of business, we will be stating people's names prior to them being able to speak. So when you hear your name, we ask that you speak at that time. But when you start speaking, we ask that you state your name so that everybody can be properly accounted for. Okay. We'll move on to sign postings. Members of the board received packages containing applications in the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of the project. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Was this project not posted?
No.
It was posted?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. All right, thank you. So we'll move on to the consent agenda. There are no items on the consent agenda, so we'll move past that. Then we'll go on to the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
This is Stan Houle. I move.
Okay. This is Ellie.
This is Becky Lynch. I'll second.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to approve the agenda made by Mr. Houle and seconded by Mrs. Lynch. If there's no discussion on the motion, we will go ahead and vote. So, Ms. Isaac, how do you vote?
For it, yes. Okay. What should we technically say?
That, yes, in favor of our aye.
Okay. Whichever. Aye.
any form of the affirmative would be good.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Ms. Lynch, how do you vote?
Aye.
All right. Mr. Houle, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Altshuler, how do you vote?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. The motion to approve the agenda has passed. All right. We'll move on to the next item agenda, which is the approval of the minutes. We do not have any minutes in this instance, so we'll move on to the next agenda. As items to be requested be removed from the final agenda, there are none. We'll move into the continued agenda. There are none. So we'll move over into the regular agenda. All right. With the regular agenda, staff will present the application with the recommendation. The petitioner will then have the opportunity to respond to the recommendation. We ask that the petitioner limit their presentation to 10 minutes or less, and only address items identified as inconsistent with the ordinance and questions raised by the board. The public will then have the opportunity to comment, after which the petitioner may respond to public comment. The board will then go into board discussion, at which point no further testimony is received unless specifically requested of and granted by the chairman. We will structure board discussion by going around to each board member two times for comment. If you do not have a comment to provide, you are not required to provide any. Okay, so we will now hear petition of Hanson Architects 20-001206-COA 115 East Congress Street, garage opening alteration. All right. Leah, you can proceed with the presentation. No problem.
Thank you. This is Leah Mahalik. The applicant is requesting approval to alter the garage opening for the parking structure located at 115 East Congress Street, which you can see here. I have to excuse my computer. It's a little slow, so, but I will catch up with you in a minute. Okay, so the top drawing is the existing condition of the opening, and the bottom drawing is the proposed. So this is the easternmost opening on the Congress Street facade of this building. It's mm-hmm. proposed to be increased from 8 feet high by 12 feet wide to 11 feet high by 20 feet wide. The signs above and to the side of the opening will be relocated to accommodate the expanded opening as well. The existing curb cut, which you can see in plan here, is not proposed to be increased in width and is currently less than 20 feet. This parking structure was constructed in 1974 and is a non-contributing building within the Landmark District. The following standards from the Savannah Downtown Historic District Overlay apply. With regard to visual compatibility criteria and the rhythm of solids to voids in the front facade and the rhythm of entrances, So this picture right here is the Bryan Street garage that is directly, it's on the same square. So it directly faces this same opening. There are no contributing parking structures that exist within the visually related context of this building. On non-contributing parking structures, such as this one that I'm showing you here, 20-foot wide openings for vehicles are common. With regard to the design standards, As you all know, we do have one standard that limits the size of garage openings, but that is for accessory structures only. So accessory structures, garage openings shall not exceed 12 feet in width. Therefore, there's not a design standard that restricts the size of the opening for parking structures. And then with regard to the parking and paving standards, curb cuts shall not exceed 20 feet in width. So the drawings indicate that the drawings that I showed you indicate they don't intend to increase the curb cut, but we do just wanted to reiterate that if there is a proposal to change the size of that curb cut, that it not exceed 20 feet in width to meet this standard. All right. So with that, staff is recommending approval to alter the garage opening with the following condition, because the standards are otherwise met. If the scope changes and the curb cut is altered, the curb cut shall not exceed 20 feet in width. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Board members.
I don't have any questions.
All right.
I don't have any questions.
No questions.
Mr. Hoover.
No questions.
Mr. Perfect. Perfect. I appreciate it. Okay, so being there, no questions, we will now hear from the applicant, which I'm not exactly sure who will be speaking on behalf of. So all those that will speak, we ask that prior to speaking, you can go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. This is Patrick Phelps with Hanson Architects. Representing the owner. Appreciate everybody's time this morning and willingness to participate in a meeting such as this. Just to give you a little bit of history about the reasoning that we're asking for the increased opening is that you may be aware that there was a car wash that was installed inside of the garage. That has been completed. During that process, we had intended to use a previous opening that is farther to the west on Congress Street. And meeting with traffic engineering west on Congress. In meetings with traffic and engineering, they had urged us to think about that because it would cause queuing back up on Congress and potentially on Drayton. So they urged us to use this entrance that is on the far east side of the garage. As you can see in the photograph, there is an existing curb cut there, and that is about to the 20-foot mark that we're asking for that opening to be increased, merely to give a better turning radius as people are entering the garage, being able to make an internal turn to the right of that photograph and head west to the car wash and allow that queuing to happen within the garage instead of on Congress Street. So if there are any other specific questions, I think Lee has covered everything on the, per the ordinance that the opening is allowed. We aren't proposing any changes to the curb cut and have no plan to.
Thank you. Board, do you have any questions for the petitioner, Ms. Isaacs?
No.
Ms. Lynch?
No questions.
Mr. Hull?
No questions.
Mr. Altshuler?
No questions.
All right, sounds good. So now we'll, if we have anybody on the line for the public, we'll accept public comment. It doesn't appear that we have anybody from the public on the line, so we'll go into board discussion. Ms. Isaacs, any comments?
No comments.
Ms. Lynch, any comment?
I don't have any comments.
Mr. Hull?
No comment.
Mr. Altshuler?
No comment.
All right, there being no comments, we will go ahead and entertain a vote. Our motion, excuse me.
This is Ellie Isaacs. I move that the Savannah Downtown Historic District Review Board approve file number 20-001206-COA, located at 115 East Congress Street. Approve the petition as submitted with the following staff condition.
Okay, so do we have a second?
Dan Hull seconds.
All right, so a motion is on the floor made by Ms. Isaacs and seconded by Mr. Hull to approve the petition of Hanson Architects 20-001206-COA, 115 East Congress Street, garage opening alteration with conditions. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. There being none, we'll entertain a vote. Ms. Isaacs, how do you vote?
Aye, yes.
Yes. Ms. Lynch?
Aye.
Mr. Hull?
Aye.
Mr. Altshuler?
Aye.
All right, thank you, and the motion has passed, and the project is approved. Okay, we'll move to requests for extensions. There are none. We'll move to approved staff reviews. There are none. Work permitted. Next item is work permitted without a certificate of appropriateness. There are none. The next item on the agenda is report on items deferred to staff. There are none. Notices and proclamations. There are none. There is no other business. So we will now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Oh, no, excuse me. Yeah, that's right. Yes, go ahead.
This is Ellie Isaacs. I'll move to adjourn the meeting.
David Altshuler.
All right. Thank you. And the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.